Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending August the 27th, 2023. Can't believe it's the end of August. That's, means it's basically near the end of the summer holidays. One more week left, and then my son goes back to school. So, I have had a busy week. I think last week I talked about the idea of focusing on one project. You know, the importance of focus. So, that's what I've done. All week I've been focused on one project. It's a completely new project. It's not a project I have started before. It's not even in the same genre that I usually write in. So I have started writing a space opera. Now, what I'm doing is, I've mentioned before that I've got this Ravenglass universe. So really, I think it's technically going to be a space fantasy. You know, a bit like how Star Wars is more a fantasy than a space opera. but what I've got is Ravenglass universe, several thousand years in the future. So, yeah, same universe, but different time. So what I've got is I have outlined a trilogy, and I have written the first draft of a prequel novella. I've had the idea for a while for quite a few elements of this story, actually. So they've all gone together in this thing. I don't know why I'm writing it, but it's a lot of fun. I've got a bit of a roguish main character. Kind of got a bit of a feel of kind of space western kind of vibe, but with wyverns in space and things like that. So it's a bit kind of off the wall, but it's fun. And I hope that readers will come along with me for the ride. And if not, then whatever, it's a fun little project, a bit of a side project, let's say. I've just been working on that. I do have a draft of the first novella, which is basically a prequel. I'll be working on that, kind of polishing that over the next few weeks, and start work on the first novel. I did mention that I'm probably going to do NaNoWriMo this year, which is a National Novel Writing Month, which is international. I'll probably do the first book then. Aim for a kind of 50,000 word, 60,000 word novel, something like that. A bit of a shorter novel, and see, you know, whether I'll get the good flow for that and just have it as a bit of a NaNoWriMo fun time experiment. Other projects I've not really done anything on. I still need to get back to my redraft of the next section of Guild of Assassins, which I will do in the next week or so. I think I've got, what is it, next couple of weeks? Yeah, next couple of episodes I've got queued up on Substack. So I just need to get back to that, because I was ahead of myself, and I won't be if I let it lie. In terms of reading, read quite a bit this week. I finished reading The Mark of Kalth, I think it was called, which is in the Horus Heresy Warhammer 40,000 series. Really enjoyed that one. Some good stuff in there. There was a novella collection, short stories, things like that. There was a story in that was told in second person from the point of view of a knife. That was interesting. The next book after that, Vulcan Lives. I hate to say it, but that sucked. That was a slog. I've said this about this series before. There's like some really good books in it, and occasionally you'll just get one that's a stinker. And that was one of them. Which I suppose when you've got a series that big, it is inevitable. But I came away from it thinking, okay, how does this move the story along? What was actually real in the story? It is a skippable one for sure. And I decided to step away from Horus Heresy, so I read just a bog-standard thriller. This was called Fearless by Mike Craven, M.W. Craven, it'll be, yeah. I think he's a Cumbrian author. I think he lives in Cumbria. And my wife went to his book launch, so, yeah, just read Fearless. Very Lee Childs, really fun kind of thriller, fast pace, very violent, lots of fun. And Lots of references, lots of British references in there, even though it's set in America. So yeah, I enjoyed that. If you enjoy the Lee Child type of that kind of really tight, fast-paced writing, lots of twists and turns, lots of just kind of violent beatings occasionally, then yeah, check that out, Fearless. I'm also reading a non-fiction book called Exit Stage Left. Now, this was recommended to me by an author friend of mine called Paul Teague, and it's about what happens to musicians after they kind of done with the music industry, or not necessarily done with the music industry, but they've had their moment of fame, and then it's kind of like what happens after that. So I think I've listened to like three chapters of that or something. So listen to one about the guy out of KLF and just how he's gone into strange kind of performance art things. Very interesting guy. Then the guy from The Only Ones, who seem to have just spent what, like 30 years, something like that, as a heroin addict. And now I'm on the chapter about Shaun Ryder from the Happy Mondays and just what he did. And you know, growing up, I was a fan of the Happy Mondays and Shaun Ryder and all that, so I know a lot of the stuff, but it is interesting to kind of revisit that and just kind of, yeah, because I suppose you've got the interesting thing with the Happy Mondays, which is like they're shambolic and they don't work, and you know, there's like this whole mythos behind it, but there's also the thing of it's a bit of a contrivance at the same time, and you know, it takes a lot of work to make it look so simple, I suppose it is. So yeah, I'm really enjoying that. That's a fascinating book, that. So next week then, I'm gonna continue redrafting, well, sorry, start redrafting this novella. I'm also gonna work on Guild of Assassins, and that's it, probably, unless I come up with another idea for a series and start doing that, which I hope I don't, because I've got far too many open things at the moment. And after saying last week, oh, I've got too many open things, I don't want any more, yeah, start a new project. So what I need to do is I need to think, actually, next week I'm going to outline loads of new projects. My brain is going to completely fill with ideas. I'm going to have loads and loads of projects to do. It's going to be great. I'm not going to know where to focus. Yeah, hopefully that'll trick my brain. Who knows? Yeah. Also, this Sunday, no, Saturday, sorry, I am doing the Cross Bay Walk. So if you go onto my author page on Facebook, John Cronshaw Author on Facebook, you can sponsor me. So the Cross Bay Walk is I'm raising money for Galloway Society for the Blind. They obviously help blind and visually impaired people in, I think, probably northwest of England. And I'm going to be crossing Morecambe Bay on foot when the tide's out. So this is a something like a 5 mile walk to a place called Chapel Island. We did it last year, really good walk. Kind of have to have a guide to avoid quicksand, and you know, you have to wade through channels and things like that. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Hopefully it won't be as windy as it was last year. The weather's looking a bit damp now, so we'll see. Anyway, so hopefully you will sponsor me and help a good cause. So until next time, cheerio.